Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with all the details of a great match last night, here's Pádraig.
It sure was, Audrey. Good morning to you. Inter Milan booking their place in the Champions League final. The Italians overcoming Barcelona 4-3 after extra time at the San Siro. David Fratesi scoring the winning goal for a 7-6 victory in aggregate. A really good first leg last week, and it continued in that same vein last night. And they'll find out their opponents in the final tonight. Arsenal play PSG at the Parc des Princes in Paris, hoping to overturn a 1-0 deficit from the first leg. Live television coverage from the French capital begins on RTE2 at 7:30, presented by Darren Maloney. The Leinster Council report that around 48,000 tickets have been snapped up for Sunday's Leinster football final between Louth and Meath at Croke Park. They're predicting an attendance of over 50,000, and that'll be the biggest crowd to attend the final since 2017 when Dublin played Kildare. As Marty Morrissey was telling us before the news, a breakthrough appears to be on the cards in the ongoing Camogie Scort row. The Camogie Association has come under pressure from the Gaelic Players Association and politicians to review the matter, and it now looks likely to be voted on again at next year's Congress under an exceptional circumstances clause. One high-profile former player has called for the Scort to be kept. Aoife Murray won 9 All-Ireland medals as a goalkeeper with Cork, and speaking on Game On last night, she suggested the focus should be on making the gear more comfortable.
It was very much something that I was happy to wear. I always have to say this from my own personal perspective, I am pro sports. When we changed over to the new form of sport, it was extremely uncomfortable, right? You're there, you're training really hard, you know, especially, I suppose, for myself, you're working really hard to get fit into a physical condition. You're a size X, and then you go into trying to fit into a sport. You could be 3-4 sizes difference in the upward scale rather than the downward scale. And I think that for me really hit me towards the latter end of my career. And I'm still pro sport. What I would hate to think is we lose something that was a part of the fundamental foundations of our sport. Yes, I know we can call it archaic, but I would hate to think that we would allow some of the sports manufacturers and that we don't hold them accountable for making clothes, in particular female sport players, and making it appropriately for the women and girls playing sport.
That's Aoife Murray, the former Cork goalkeeper. Olympic pommel horse gold medalist Rhys McLenaghan has been forced to withdraw from the upcoming European Gymnastics Championships in Leipzig. The Dancing with the Stars champion has picked up an injury, denying him the chance to complete a hat-trick of European titles. McLenaghan will now focus on the defence of his world title, with those championships taking place in Indonesia in October. Tom McKibben has been handed a late invite for next week's USPGA Championship at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. McKibben, who played in last year's US Open and Open Championship, is now part of the Saudi-funded LIV Golf, and there will be a strong Irish contingent in action at the tournament, with Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Seamus Power and Pádraig Harrington all taking part. Connacht wing Mac Hansen will miss the next 5 weeks with an ankle injury. Better news about Bundy Aki, who's set to return for their weekend URC clash with Edinburgh. And their all-time record point scorer Jack Carty has signed an extension to his contract, committing him to another year at the sports ground. Trainer John Sharkhannon has confirmed that Hewick will return to the French champion hurdle at Auteuil after finishing second in the race last year. The popular gelding was last seen when finishing eighth at the Aintree Grand National. And finally, in tennis, two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova won her first match since the birth of her first child as she came through her first round match at the Italian Open in Rome.
That's Pádraig Lodge, and Pádraig will be back with us again just after 8:30.